Hey, 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 welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Technology. Hi, welcome back to this week's podcast. Today, again, I want to do a quick reminder and tug at your heart because this is our last week in the month of January. So this week, I think we're going to look at yourself as an innovator. I'm hoping that you've been keeping a journal on your habits and what you're learning about yourself, what you're teaching yourself. So last time is how you're going to innovate yourself, because this month is more of finding month, collecting data on who you are, because I think it's important to have data before you could write your intention and your goals for the year. Especially this year, if you wanted to make it count. The one thing I noticed the crisis and the pandemic did is give us time to go inward, to take stock on some things about yourself, not just about what's going on in the job, as school had to go virtual and some people doing hybrid, some people face-to-face. It looks completely different throughout different state, throughout different community and different school district, even for different teachers. So I titled this Stand on Crisis. What I want you to do, I know it's difficult, is to stand on top of the rubble of how things were turned upside down. Because if you stand on top of it, it's not standing on top of you. Because emotion is usually different than logic. On your mind, you know what's supposed to be done and how it's supposed to be done. But we are human beings with hearts. And some days, those emotions are overwhelmed and took over your logic. So as I was talking to a colleague today who lost somebody again, and I was just encouraging her heart to say that, you know, sometimes pandemic come as an opportunity to really shake us at our core. So to give us an opportunity to build on solid foundation is to check some foundation things in our lives, you know, who you are as a person, what are the words that come out your mouth, what are the actions that you do after the words that do come out your mouth, are those things consistent or do they change with the time? Also, as you are laying down or under all of this pressure and stress and negative emotion, is you looking up now, as you're looking up, is the opportunity for you to stop planning. So stand up for the standing up sake. Shake it off. As you're standing up, you may not have an answer yet, but you still feel bad. But all I'm saying is stand on top of the crisis. You stand on top of the rubble. You stand on top of the pressure. You stand up and say, no, I am going to set these foundations for myself moving forward. So when I end up in another problem later on in life, I know what to do because I set up a series of problem-solving strategies or skills that's going to help me cope with trauma, with loss, even with good things. We still need how to deal with that because some people have so many great things happening in their life. They lose their mind too. So it's just we as human beings, sometimes when things are imbalance is still doesn't seem to be quite right. Even things are all great, you eventually get bored, believe it or not, or it's all bad. Sometimes you just want to bury yourself under them. With either of those extreme, as a human being, you got to do something with them. So as I'm talking today, and I'm just saying, stand on crisis. I do not have an article to back it up. I do not have the research to back it up. The only thing I have is me, my own experience, what I have been doing throughout my life when things hurt so bad. You know, I just want to lay down and cover myself and turn off the lights and, you know, go in a cave. I would do that for the first day or so, but I don't stay there permanently. I want to get up and stand on top of my emotion. I literally stand up, shower myself, go outside in the sun. You'd be surprised what a sun would do for a bad emotional day. Even if you don't like it hot or cold, but just the sheer sitting on the sun would do wonder. So when I say stand on crisis, stand on it. Stand in the emotion. Stand up for yourself. Stand up for the right to feel better. If you need help, please get it. I am not a doctor. I'm not a doctor. I am a teacher. And I am a human being that has gone through some major trauma. But on all of them, the one key thing that I've always done, I always stand up. I walk one step. Some days I will crawl. Some days I will roll over till I could stand. But I never stayed stagnated. I always make sure that I find something to do, something to make me busy, to stay out of my head, to stay out of my heart, to stay out of my emotion. You know, because looking at the news, listening to your colleague, listening to people around you, it is overwhelmed with the loss. And I want to acknowledge that today, this beginning of the week. As I'm acknowledging, accepting those, and I'm also encouraging you too, as well, to stand and start putting on one brick. I remember Will Smith said, you only have to worry about laying the next brick perfect. You don't have to worry about the whole wall. You don't have to worry about feeling 100% ready and able to deal with all of this. You just have to worry about the next moment. Let the next moment be the brick that you're going to lay down perfectly. What I'm going to shower. I'm going to listen to a piece of music. I'm going to pick out my favorite. Or I'm going to comb my hair. Sometimes you got to break it down to something that small. You know, it doesn't have to be something big. Or I'm going to create this lesson the best way I know how. Yeah, I know the kids have all the camera off. I'm looking at blank screen. But if I put on a smiley face from a paper or create a contest where the kids can come up with the best virtual background. I heard one of the presenters, I interviewed somebody that said that, and I thought it was a good idea. She has best virtual background, funniest emoji, funny hats, because she was wanted to make herself feel good, and doing so, it made the students feel good as well. You know, you could write a thank you note or something funny. Just take it one thing at a time, one brick, until you put the next brick next to it, and then the next brick. And at the end of it all, you realize you created such a profound wall of encouragement, of love and compassion, empathy, that you could use it even after the pandemic is over. So that's what I say, stand on crisis. Start creating things. Even when the pandemic is over, that's going to be your new foundation. You're going to be in higher heights, higher than when you were before the pandemic. So crisis come for you to check your foundation. Was your standard low enough where you could meet them? Are you going to extend yourself? Or are you going to be better? Are you going to be more empathetic? Are you going to be closer with your family and friends? You know, are you going to be clearer on your goals? So all of those are the next level of things to do when it comes to yourself. So it's just an encouragement today to stand. Just stand up and stand on your crisis. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming and joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to. Hopefully, what I share with you today will not only resonate with you, but also will help you on this journey as we share these strategies to help others escape their unnecessary agony. And if this episode did help you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know will need it. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I hope I can help you even further by sharing with you how to build our tribe of educators and even sub-tribe that is built to last. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then be sure to look out for an opportunity to get a free PDF of tech integration do's and don'ts, which will be announced in one of our episodes. I want to help you apply these three secrets of technology integration to step into your role as a leader to help me
and the endless suffering of classroom educators not feeling comfortable with technology or feeling overwhelmed and lost. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll see you in the trenches, my friend.